Oh my God, my man was throwing carrots.
Yeah, I get fucking carrot.
Do you need a cough or are we good?
Huh?
Nothing.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, I got COVID.
That would be so gay.
That's by the time this comes out, it's probably not a funny joke. Probably half the listenership will have it.
The virus seems like it's getting serious. It seems like things are getting bad.
December.
It might be Christmas.
It's Christmas, and
don't they know my dick's hard?
I'll tell you exactly what day it is today.
Don't they? Oh my God, cannot get home.
It's December 20th.
Wow.
Oh, so the virus is really terrible.
The virus
through.
Has been cured. Joe Biden is dead.
Hell yeah.
That's so funny. What were you saying about Trump talking about striking Iran?
Yeah, apparently he brought it up with his advisors this week.
That's so fun. He's spitballing, dude.
A fun little...
He's like, just something. I'm thinking about it.
A fun little hit on Iran on the way out the door. Mm-hmm. It'd be funny if Biden died thinking that he was the winner. And then they found a way to fuck over Kamala and let Trump keep being the president. Mm-hmm. That'd be a dude's rock moment.
Well, it's funny because like the campaign strategy after Obama won was like, we're up 100-0. Let's give the kid with Down syndrome the football.
Yes, we're up 100-0, and they just have some fucking random guy is starting. Their quarterback is some guy who's been talking shit this whole time. Damn. And then guess what? She fumbled it.
She fumbled it. Now we have the man version.
Yep. The man show. We got 4 years of the man show.
Mm-hmm. I really hope things just go back to normal. And by normal, I mean... You just don't have to pay attention to any of this shit. I mean...
It seems like that's where it's headed.
It's like you could say the answer is leaving New York.
Right.
Just going to live in some bullshit town. But it's like... I can't imagine that Austin's any better.
Right.
It wasn't like this there. You have to get offline. And,
yeah, it's not even New York. It's the internet.
Yeah,
dude. I'm about to be off the internet.
You're about to beat off the internet?
I'm about to beat off the internet. I did beat off.
Christmas is canceled this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, morning.
Morning to kind of... I woke up early and my head shoulder was so swollen from sodium from the pork shoulder. I literally felt like I got fucked up and all I did was... I don't know. We took like 30 milligrams of edibles and smoked a couple joints and ate a 10-pound pork shoulder. And I needed something to ease the pressure in my body. Mm-hmm. You know when you like... Hit a car where the tire is.
Yeah.
And it goes, little air pressure out. I felt like I was a little too fucking stuffed. My head was, I'm congested, you know, sodium. So I figured if I beat off, let a little air out of the tires.
I'm like permanently covered in crumbs from the last week.
That's what this is about. This week is about, like I was saying, eating a bunch of bullshit, drinking coffee, and podcasting.
Yeah.
Just nothing but eating dog shit. We have officially 100% stopped pretending we're going to be eating healthy.
Dude, it's over.
It's over. We got the first batch of fucking...
The best part about this...
broke the seal of the doorway.
Yeah,
the
best part about
this
is
the knowledge that like we decided to pre-record December so that we could like spend time with our families.
Right.
And knowing that I'm just going to get back home and be like, sorry... I'm on my shit. I can't come to Thanksgiving. I'm trying to eat at maintenance.
I have to. I'm doing RP diet. Yeah. I have to eat broccoli at 2:30 p.m.
RP diet works.
I know it works. You got fucking ripped.
I asked them if I tried to get them as a sponsor, but they ignored me. Because as they should. Because like it's something that I use at work. So
yeah,
might as well just fucking. They know I'm just going to say this is good. You know?
Right, right, right.
You get free advertising anyways.
Oh, they fucking outmaneuvered you.
Yeah, outchest.
The outchest, your bitch.
Outchest by bodybuilders yet again. Once again, I've been outsmarted by the bodybuilding
cunning
community.
Cunning bodybuilders.
Those, yeah.
Damn. What were we talking about, though?
I got to say,
does this ever happen to you
when
you eat edibles? When you eat edibles and then you eat the next day and then you get high again?
Oh, I woke up stoned today.
Because I was sober.
I've been
sober.
Off of weed for so long.
I was sober, and then we just had a delicious bacon egg, an avocado breakfast, a little baguette.
I was in pain this morning, and it, like, just gastric pain. My esophagus was on fire. I couldn't stand up straight. My back hurt from too much pork fat. I was like, I need some, like, Tums or something.
Yeah, dude.
And instead, I had four coffees and then a sleeve of rice cakes.
Yeah,
but I'm like, all right, I'm good.
Rice cakes is healthy,
I'm ready to go.
If you eat the whole thing, it's fine. These are a good flavor, too. Tomato, mozzarella, whatever the fuck they are.
Yeah, basil.
Respect. That's basically like eating chips.
It is.
I love that.
Yeah.
Man, when the chips get in here, Entenmann's coming into the doorway. It's like a vampire. You have to invite him in.
Mm-hmm.
And now that Entenmann's is in, all his friends will be able, he'll be able to invite his friends in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Totally. No, I'm a friend of Entenmann's.
You know they're from Israel, right?
What?
Yeah.
I'm kidding. How bad would that be?
Entenmann's are
How much of a fucking BDS. Nightmare would that be? If you found out that Entenmann's was from Israel,
yeah. I'd be so pissed.
I'd be so mad, dude.
I'd have to switch. What's even a competitor? Don't they pretty much own the gas station donuts game? There's no other
company. Oh, there is. There's plenty.
Really?
First of all, the Tasty Cakes. Tasty Cakes is their biggest, probably the most lateral
Does
move.
Does Tasty Cakes have donuts?
They got all the shit.
Huh. Interesting.
Now we're talking about
I mean, Tasty Cakes wise, I love
There's nobody in the rich frosted chocolate donut game that can compete with Entenmann's.
Right.
As far as I know.
Uh-huh. But you guys love that one more than me. I'm willing to, if they were Israeli, I would be willing to not have that one.
Okay.
To be a good guy.
Just as a long small as protest.
As long as there's lateral moves available.
You would have other
with competitors.
Items from the from the family of products.
Absolutely. No, no, no Entenmann's if they were
Israeli. Oh, no, I thought you said you were Israeli. Just, no. You would just abstain from the chocolate donuts.
That's what I'm saying. That wouldn't be available.
Yeah,
An analog wouldn't be available. And guess what? I would say, fuck that, dude. My principles are too high to eat this fucking frosted donut.
Yeah.
Especially when I can find other frosted donuts somewhere else. But, yeah, I'm really looking forward to being let loose in a gas station high as shit later tonight.
Tasty Cakes donuts. I mean, the crimpets are their...
Crimpets I'm all over. I love a fucking crimpet.
Those are their...
And I love every peanut butter thing they got in the mix.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
They got powdered mini donuts.
Huge. But I feel like they're not as good. I feel like.
So I tried to reach out to them to be a sponsor, but they know that I'll just
talk about it on the show for free.
Yeah.
Free advertising.
They know that we love it too much.
Yeah, let's look at the Tasty Cakes. You're listening to if you're just
You're listening to the Going Over Gas Station Desserts podcast.
You're listening to Gas Station Desserts on NPR. I'm Eric Clapton, inventor. Of the, I don't think we're gonna.
And I'm Ira Flato from Science Friday.
That Eric Clapton shit set a high watermark for this. That we are not coming near.
We're never coming near again.
Probably till you can check out. If you enjoyed that one, just check out till about summer 2022.
Right.
When we're
we might
three,
catch one more.
When we're in the equivalent of the season 5 of The Wire. Where McNulty's.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy, yeah.
Well, he's pretending to bite people, right?
Yeah.
He has bite marks
he's
on
He's setting
himself.
Up fake a fake serial killer.
Bunk, I figured out a way to have sex with homeless people. You crazy, McNulty.
McNulty, that's a you crazy ass white boy.
You crazy, McNulty. Bunk, what if I was going around having sex with homeless people? That way I can make it look like these are rapes and we can get the attention of the mayor's office.
But you would be having consensual sex with them, McNulty?
I guess.
Or would you be raping them?
I guess.
Are you just saying you'd be a rapist, become a rapist?
I guess I didn't really think about it.
The best moment of television was when McNulty gets pussy on the job.
Okay. Yeah, and then he flashes the badge while he's fucking her on the hood of the car.
Yeah, they don't have rich chocolate frosting. Candy cakes, juniors, pastries, pies, seasonal, other cakes.
I fuck with their pies from time to time.
And honey buns.
A 99-cent apple pie, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
That little goo, that little apple-y goo.
Dude, I used to love the McDonald's apple pie.
Do they still make that?
Yes, yeah. Of course.
Is it still good?
One of the most autistic things I ever did. Damn, this is going to be embarrassing.
Yes, here we go.
I got two McDonald's apple pies, mm-hmm. or maybe it was like one of their seasonal specialty pies.
Yeah.
And I was unfolding the box that the apple pie came in because the box used to be slightly different. And I noticed it sort of looked like a couch. So I built an entire living room model out of McDonald's packaging on a piece of cardboard.
Nice.
Yeah, I set up the apple pies as couches.
Very nice.
Used the other one and cut them and like made couches and then a coffee table off the bottom of a large and I like an extra large soda cup.
Right. Hell yeah. Oh, so you made a diorama.
I made a diorama
For fun.
For fun. Out of McDonald's packaging.
Not for school.
Yeah. Like a credenza. like the fry.
That's thing. Awesome.
Yeah, just refolding.
The Big Mac box, that could be coming handy.
Yeah.
It could be a table.
That's some good cardboard right there.
Yeah, it took several trips to McDonald's, but I kept adding to the McDonald's living room set.
What was it in its final circumstance? Was it ever finalized? Or did you
no,
throw it away?
Eventually I just threw it away.
You didn't get garbage. A big screen TV.
I was using scotch tape to make garbage.
To keep trash in your apartment.
It was nice, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had fun doing that.
That's great, man. If you enjoyed that, then that's what's important.
It is. So if you're out there listening and you're like, I want to smash that diorama, well, I want to fucking put a gun to your head.
What do you think of that,
pal? How about that?
Yeah.
If you're out
still
there...
Still want to fucking smash it?
If you want to smash my diorama, I got something so you can smash right here. It's
his
my
ass.
Dick down your fucking throat.
Uh-huh. Yeah, oh. I thought you were going to say your ass.
I'm ready for these fuckers to try and destroy my McDonald's diorama.
Fuck, I used to love
those
dioramas.
Haters.
I used to love doing dioramas.
You did?
It was fun, dude.
Did you go to Joanne's and get, like, moss and stuff?
My mom hooked the whole thing
up. I remember a kid in fourth grade... I don't forget what we were talking
or
about.
Or Michael's, I would go to.
But, like, the Michael's. Teacher was describing something, and he was like, it's kind of like a diorama. And it was, like, completely, he just didn't know what a diorama was.
Yeah.
And we made fun of him for, like, a year.
Yeah, fuck
for
that,
for not knowing what a diorama was.
That's awesome.
It's kind of like a diorama.
No, it's not fucking Eric, you dumb
fucking
bitch.
Piece of shit.
You don't know what it is. I made one last year.
I made one out of McDonald's garbage.
I made one. Well, I will make one in 10 years. I didn't do it. It was assigned as homework in school. I didn't do it. But 10 years
but
later,
when I'm
drunk,
a
22-year-old.
I don't think I ever made a diorama as, in school.
Yeah.
Ever. But when I made the McDonald's thing, I was probably 10.
Oh, you were 10.
Yeah, I was a kid.
Oh, I thought you were a grown man.
No.
Oh.
No, this was just like crafting.
Oh, you were just a cute little kid expressing your creativity.
Yeah.
That's adorable, dude. Yeah. I thought you were just a drunk guy who was like, this is fucking tight.
Yeah. No. No, I mean, as an adult, I just, you do it with like wood or, you know, you pick up a little woodwork.
Of course.
Balsa.
Yeah.
Do you have any gay things you did as a child, Adam?
Oh, plenty.
Name one.
I used to put on plays for my family.
Yep.
Which had singing numbers and
how
involved.
Long did people like them?
20-25 minutes. And then if people stopped paying attention, I'd get really upset.
Right.
Maybe even cry.
For sure.
Pretty gay.
Yeah, you were bombing at home.
No, it was like if my cousin was trying to mess it up for me, then we'd get in a fist fight in front of the family.
That's cool.
I put a lot of work into those plays.
I think I used to write poetry. Yeah. I had my own little journal where I would write poetry.
Yeah, roses are red, violets are blue. Peanut butter, Oreo.
Is it what I like to choose?
This is a list.
Yeah, peanut butter, Oreos. Yeah, I used to fucking write poetry. I used to write I was like,
do you have any of those poems?
I wish I did.
Did you write them for your mom?
At what age
or
were you
just for yourself?
Poetry?
Probably fourth, fifth grade.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember having to memorize poems. And then,
for school?
And then, you had to memorize them and then rewrite them again in cursive.
Never did that.
That's like a weird thing that they teach you in elementary school. Cursive.
Fuck cursive, dude.
Yeah, and how to read.
Yeah, there's no reason.
I remember being disdainful towards analog clocks and having to learn that because it's like everything's going to be digital, but I have an analog watch now. And people are like, what time is it? I'm like... My watch, I don't know.
It's either 5:30 or 6:45.
I don't know. It's like,
the little one is going down.
But it's also, there's no numbers on here.
Oh, shit. That's tough.
So you got to count around.
Yeah, but you can kind of tell.
Yeah.
From 12, 3, 6, 9.
Can you?
That's my secret for reading a clock. Yeah. Those are my numbers that I sort of...
Right now it is 12:34.
Let me check.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you did.
Very nice.
Nice job, dude.
Very nice. Very nice, very nice. I am the one who reads the time.
I read the time, please.
I might be feeling you on the Looney Tunes now that I'm like...
Thank you.
I've been overeating.
Thank you.
Where it's hard to think.
Thank you. You know how awesome it would be to throw in some Looney Tunes right now?
Did you watch the rest of Hobbs and Shaw last night?
I got about another half hour, 45 minutes in, then I fell asleep on the couch.
I'm what you call a champagne problem.
It's a good-ass movie. Somebody told me it wasn't that good.
They're an idiot.
And I'm pissed at them because
all
it was awesome.
All of those movies are good.
I love Idris Elba.
Fast 8 wasn't that good.
Which is Fast 8?
Sorry, did
Adam's
just
lost his
you
opinions.
Muted me.
You're muted.
You muted my mic?
You're muted.
Fast 8 didn't hold.
No, me. Shut up.
No. You're on timeout for about 30 seconds.
Okay. What happened in Fast 8?
It was the one after Paul Walker died. There was a cool car race in Cuba at the beginning when they used Cuban NOS. But after that scene, it kind of didn't hold up.
Is that where Charlize Theron had dreads?
I think maybe she was the bad guy. I think it was also because Fast 7 was so good.
This is going to break. Like, I don't mean to be this
fast
guy.
Fast 6 was better than 7.
Wait, maybe Fast 7 was bad. Maybe that's fast, the one I think it's bad.
Fast 7 is the one that is in...
Yeah, Fast 6 is really good.
What happened to Fast 8? Oh, yeah, I didn't like that one. I saw that one. It wasn't that good.
Fast 8 is, yeah, that's the Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
It's F8.
The Fate of the Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to the... Me and Eldis got stoned as fuck and saw Fast 7, the Cuba one, in theaters. And I did fall asleep for a lot of it, but it was also not that good.
The two good scenes in that are the race in Cuba and the jail fights.
I like... Listen,
oh,
I like,
yeah, where The Rock fights Vin Diesel, right?
I like the fight scenes more than the fucking cars. I'm sorry. That's my fuck... I admit it. I don't really give up that much of a fuck if cars race.
Well, they...
That doesn't excite me that much.
They changed the series because it used to be more like car shit, and then they turned it...
Yeah, it's more
Hobbs and Shaw was straight up action movie.
Now I'm like, I can't remember. Now I'm confused.
Uh oh.
Yeah, 6 is the one because
that's the last
six,
one. With
six
Paul,
is the last
Paul.
One. No, 6 is the one where Paul Walker is dead.
Yeah,
and they 6. They had to like edit him in or whatever. 7 is the one that opens in Cuba.
Yeah, dude, fuck that. Charlize was
7's not that good. 6 is amazing.
Doesn't Vin Diesel have another family or something in 7? He has a baby that's not with Michelle Rodriguez.
You know what? Who gives a shit? Let's go back to talking about Downton Abbey.
What's Downton Abbey? Oh, the fucking British show?
Yes. Dinner.
Oh, my God.
Dinner will be late.
I'm having
to be continued.
Sex.
We've made dinner on time. In the last minute, we finished the vicious soir, and the dinner is finished. Coming up next week on Downton Abbey.
Get letters.
I've misplaced the duster. Oh no! There's going to be dust. There's going to be dust on the silver.
I'll fuck up any lord or lady.
Yeah.
I'll slap those motherfuckers.
Sir Charles. You notice this dust on the banister?
I have not, my lord. I have not noticed that.
Imagine calling a guy my lord.
Yeah.
In like the... When was that show set? In the 60s or something?
The lord is disgusting.
In the 1960s?
Isn't it like modern aristocracy? In 1910s or some shit?
Maybe. Yeah. 1920s? That sounds more right. Yeah. The early 20th century. Probably.
Like, I can't believe motherfuckers are still going around calling themselves lords and shit like that.
Yeah.
That shit's from the 1600s.
Well, they like regimented social structures, which could be beneficial. I mean, the army's set up that way. You got ranks.
Yeah, but the army
But there's
sucks.
Mobility.
Imagine how much better you'd feel if you were Colonel Stavros.
I wouldn't feel that much better.
Nothing changes.
I'd make my kids...
How high is Colonel?
Colonel is like... It's pretty high up there.
Okay.
Colonel's right before General.
Oh, that's not bad.
Wait, Colonel, Major...
Lieutenant?
No, hold on. It's Lieutenant, Captain... Major, Lieutenant, Colonel.
Lieutenant Colonel.
Yeah, then Colonel, then General.
Lieutenant, I would be Lieutenant Pleasure.
Lieutenant Pleasure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lieutenant Pleasure Stavros Halkis. Mm-hmm. First Lieutenant Pleasure. Pleasure.
Yeah. The Navy's got cool ones with the enlisted ranks because you get up there and it's like Petty Officer and Master Chief.
Master Chief's tight.
Master Chief rules, dude.
No, I'm Lieutenant Pleasure Stavros.
Yeah.
First.
Well, you could be a Master Sergeant. That's pretty cool.
Master Chief is better than Master
Sergeant. Major.
Sergeant sounds cool, but it's pretty low, right?
They've got Gunnery Sergeant, which that's is cool, too. It's got, because it says guns.
Gun in it.
Yeah.
Sergeant sounds so tight, but it's like just the second highest one, right?
Yeah, it's bullshit.
It sucks.
It's, you know, the other one is Corporal, which sounds like it's going to be something big, but no, that's way down there.
Yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah, Ensign is gay.
But for everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Ensign, it's like, fuck that, dude. Yeah. Don't call me that bullshit. Mm-hmm. Even if I am that thing.
Adam, are you looking at the ranks?
I like when British people say lieutenant.
Yeah.
Instead of lieutenant.
I got to give it to them on that one.
It's spelled the same way.
Most of the time, I think the way they say shit sucks, but lieutenant is fucking tight.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Friedland. Somebody got into all the gay pornography.
Private first class, specialist, corporal, sergeant, staff
specialist
sergeant,
I like.
Sergeant first class, master sergeant, first sergeant, sergeant major, command sergeant major of the army. But I don't see what...
That's it? Everyone's a sergeant?
And then office, and then...
Yeah, those are the enlisted ranks.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about enlisted, dude. I went to officer school.
Yeah.
And then officer ranks are second lieutenant, first lieutenant.
Well, that's how it used to be when there was nobility. It's like you the officers were all people that came from nobility.
Yeah.
You know, so they were up, they were in the
fuck them, though.
Yeah.
Why? Because their great-great-great-great-grandfather had a big-ass sheep farm?
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Fuck that.
They got haircuts for their birthday.
Fuck ancient England, dude.
So then it's
ancient England.
Fuck that shit.
I majored in ancient England.
I'm right. I'm calling it that. Everyone knows what the fuck I mean.
Ancient
England. 1600s is ancient. What do you got,
what
Adam?
You got? Well, come on.
All right. So then it goes. Captain, Major, Lieutenant Colonel, Colonel, Brigadier General.
Brigadier's cool.
Mm-hmm. Major General, Lieutenant General, that's 3 stars. General is 4 stars. And then General of the Army is 5 stars.
Brigadier, Master Pleasure, Stavros Halkis.
Yeah, I think the only General of the Army is George Washington. 5 stars.
Has there ever been one?
Oh, I think they retroactively made George Washington a 5-star general.
He was that nice with it?
Yeah, because they didn't want anybody outranking George Washington.
Right, MacArthur was one.
He was
Eisenhower.
A 5-star? 5-star or 4-star?
5 officers have held the 1944 version of General of the Army are...
And then they made...
Marshall, MacArthur, Eisenhower, Arnold...
They had to
and
make
Bradley,
a
Bradley, Omar Bradley.
They
Omar.
Had to make a separate one for George
I guess
Washington.
A guy named Omar Bradley.
They had to make another one for Washington?
Because there's like General of the Army, and then there's General of the Armies of the United States or something that George Washington has.
What does Omar Bradley look like?
He looks like a nerd, dude.
Yeah.
Who the fuck
he looks like
a
loser.
Omar? Is he He's just a white guy named Omar?
Yeah, it's cool.
What the fuck? Where's the name Omar from?
Yeah. Washington was posthumously promoted to the rank of General of the Armies of the United States. It's a 6-star rank.
6-star, hell yeah.
Yeah.
7 is the good shit.
Because he was the only, I think he was the only like 5-star, and then during World War II, they started promoting motherfuckers that were like,
I see. Mm-hmm.
You've killed more Japanese.
In 44, I guess they did.
Interesting. Yeah, World War II, they had to give someone more stars because their dick got so hard.
Yeah. I think Pershing was the big dick guy during World War I.
That's a good name.
You know what his nickname was?
Pussy Pershing?
No, you're going to like this one.
Oh, hell yeah. What was it?
Well, he was, I think the first, or originally, he like oversaw black soldiers.
Oh, no.
So guess what they called him?
No. I think I can guess.
King of the blacks?
No.
I think you can guess, Adam.
No, it was bad.
We don't have to say it.
We should get off our phones and do the show.
The... Is it the same name as a character from Deadwood?
You know. I'm just kind of what I expected.
No, but that is funny that they did that on Deadwood.
Yeah.
That was a character on Garfield, too. Garfield and Friends.
The N-word general?
Yeah. N-word the cat?
No, nuh-uh.
Yeah. Oh, great. Mondays. Oh, boy. Here comes Monday. I can't wait to have a Monday for myself. I have my own farm filled with Mondays.
No. No, Garfield.
Yes.
You just want lasagna. Mm-hmm. Wait, I thought you hated Mondays. Now you want to fucking...
That's a type of hatred. There's a thin line between love and hate.
It's the opposite side of the coin.
Okay, so we recently went to the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
What?
All three of us.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, you were asleep.
You guys went to that?
No, you came. You were in a wheelbarrow.
You were there. You were passed out.
Yeah.
You guys seriously went to the museum without me?
We put an apple in your mouth and wheeled you in there.
We had you in a...
I was upstairs the whole time. I told you guys, I beat off and I took a second nap.
It's wild how many people have been to the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
Where is that? Mass?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys didn't go?
No, I think it's by Boston.
Thank
probably.
God.
It's
I would have been so
it's
pissed.
Probably by the ocean.
I'll bet you whale blubber tastes good as fuck.
Didn't they use it for like lamps and stuff?
Yeah, but I bet you if you get a cooked version, it's just like a big fat hunk of fat.
It's in New Bedford, Massachusetts.
You probably dip bread in it.
Hence the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
How far is that from here? I don't know that.
It could be right probably there. 2.5 hours from where we are currently. Actually, maybe more. Maybe like 7 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, you can drive through Mass for a while, brother.
Yeah, you have to take the Massachusetts Turnpike. We're in Western Mass right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're close to it. And the New Bedford Whaling Museum, if this is now a history podcast.
I love it.
2 hours and 51 minutes it would take to drive there. But it's weird because I've been there and I bring it up to people, and it seems like everyone has been to the New Bedford Whaling Museum.
Hmm.
And it is one room with like two models of ships.
You know what was like that? Was they had like a jazz museum in Harlem, and it was like...
That's in Harlem. This is in New Bedford,
I know, but it was only one room. I was like, what the fuck is this? I was getting excited for like a whole day's worth of seeing shit.
We're trying to go to the W.E.B. Du Bois fucking...
Childhood home. Yeah.
Okay,
we're pretty close.
Probably the place that he jacked off for the first time.
How funny
time.
It'd be if I go
That's
in
where
there.
He learned.
It would be great if I go in there and there's a little diorama made out of McDonald's garbage. I'm like, wow, I was just like him.
You guys are so similar.
We were so similar. We were both concerned with the souls of black folks and where they were going.
Right.
I'd be a different opinion on it.
Yeah. You came down on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Ultimately, we're of the same discipline.
Right.
You know?
Absolutely.
Karate.
Oh, yeah. He was nice with the fucking, mm-hmm. with the nunchukas.
Yeah. Adam, you ever get into nunchucks?
No, it's too scary.
A friend of mine literally was carrying nunchucks around for protection.
I don't want to hit myself.
He's like, this
will
fuck somebody up, dude.
I mean, they will if you know how to use them.
He doesn't know how to use
them. They were a weapon.
I know, but he's like a fucking, you know.
Yeah. They were a farm tool.
30-year-old Jewish man. He's not going to do shit.
You know, 30-year-old.
It's not Adam. It's just another guy, Jewish guy I'm friends with.
Who?
I'm not just a guy.
Say his name.
No. Say his name.
Frankie.
Frankie Valley in the Four Seasons.
Frankie Bagel.
Frankie Bagel.
Yeah.
It's my Jewish friend, Frankie Bagel.
It's my Jewish friend, Frank Nichols.
Frank Nicholson.
Yeah. Jack Nicholson.
Oh, but he's Jewish.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There we go. Here's Frank.
One flew over the bank.
One. Yeah. instead of Chinatown, just South Williamsburg.
Yes. Yeah. Forget it, Jake. It's pocket change. I can't forget it, Curly. Don't you understand? It's baked into my head.
Don't you get it? There was 37 cents in there.
There was 37 cents in there. It's gone missing. The balance sheets are all a mess. Somebody's trying to steal my pocket change from me. I don't know who got your husband involved in this, Mrs. What's the character's name? Mulray.
Mulray.
Listen, Miss Mulray, somebody came into my office and they stole 38 cents off my desk. I don't know why or how, but I have reason to believe they're after your husband.
Yeah, and Jack has the bandage on his nose because he got an
rhinoplasty.
Yeah,
yeah. He said he had a deviated septum
to blend in with the Gentiles to find his 38 cents.
The problem is it keeps regrowing.
That'll happen.
You get it cut off. The thing, the fucking thing, regrows in 2 weeks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his name?
Would you just shut the fuck up for a second? Let me finish the story. Anyway, so he's saying there's two kinds of black people. You got regular black people and you... Mr. Giddes? Oh, shit. Did I say the N-word in front of her? I did, didn't I? Well, fuck my ass.
Fuck me right in my Jewish ass.
Well, fuck me in my Jewish ass. I come up here to this cabin. I have the winter to myself, Wendy, and I figure this is the one time I have to go over all of my collected sequential $1 bills. You're just going to fuck it up for me, aren't you?
What else was he?
Your boy's got the shining. He, I don't know, something. He does something. To something related.
I haven't seen The Shining.
That he's
good.
He uses, he can, with his mind.
I'm guessing there's a black guy in it that identifies
Scat
it.
Scatman Crothers is in it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Doc, that's what he calls him. Doc. I was trying to remember that the other day.
Oh, yeah, he does, doesn't he?
Listen here, Diane Keaton and Greg Kinnear.
What's the kid's, the finger?
I need
Tony.
Something's got to give.
Tony is the finger in The Shining. Adam?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Tony?
Tony. We should watch it. It's Kubrick.
I'll watch it.
It's good.
Tony, let me see your penis. What does Tony tell you? He tells me that my dad... I forgot me circumcised.
Oh, I forgot that it was Jewish.
Something. Yes, please at least.
Jack Nichols' son.
Adam, you could at the very least please just remember the details and context of the bit to help us get through it.
Jack.
Because we ran out of gas 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Because we're basically gliding and hoping we can find somewhere to land right now. Because this is a disaster.
I was saying, listen here, Diane Keaton and Gary Old. What was his name?
Greg Kinnear. It's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
Which so movie? I need pussy.
As good as it gets.
As good as it gets.
I thought I'd be able to get more than 15% off. I guess not. My thing is, I'm an obsessive compulsive guy who goes around looking for deals.
Oh, nice. What's his actual thing in the movie?
He's a writer.
Oh, that was it.
As good as it gets, yeah. That's a great movie.
Me and Lil V watched it.
How do you write women so well? I think of a man, and then I remove reason and accountability.
Yeah. That was the line for the fellas, that one.
Mm-hmm. Carol the waitress meets Simon the fag. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Thank God he got to live out his golden years where you could just...
Yeah.
Say fag in movies.
Yeah, I love that he gets pussy too in that movie.
Yeah, he does get pussy. He gets young pussy and then he fucks Diane Keaton, right? And he's like, what am I doing?
It's Helen Hunt in Grey Coat.
Helen Hunt.
Where'd you get Diane Keaton?
No, Diane Keaton is in Something's Gotta Give.
Something's Gotta Give.
Where he goes, he's fucking Amanda Pete.
That's right.
And then he goes out to her mom's beach house. And then he has a heart attack because he's so old.
And he fucks her mom.
And then her mom helps him get back to health.
And he fucks her.
And then they fall in love. And it's Diane Keaton. It's actually a really good movie.
Something's got to give me head.
Whether it's your daughter or you.
Somebody's got to give me head.
We like the idea, Jack. So you get head from a young woman and her mother.
That's right.
He should have played Morpheus.
That would have been cool.
Welcome to the real world. I thought you were a black guy. In the Matrix, I am. Out here, I'm just a fat racist. In the real world, I'm actually...
That'd be how funny it would be if, like, we were living in a Matrix or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you get to, like, we all come out of it, and, like, the most out, like, Roxanne Gay is actually, like, a 110-pound white guy.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That was in the movie Surrogates with Bruce Willis.
Really? Why don't you guys talk about that for a second while I go blow my nose?
Sure. You do have a disgusting booger on your fingers.
Yeah, I didn't think that was coming out.
It was
there.
It's humongous.
I know.
Yeah, no, I feel good for you for getting it.
Looks fucked
it out.
Up.
Should I just wipe it on
no,
the
table?
Dude,
no, dude, come
it's
on.
Not our home.
Put a fuck. Go get a towel. It's gross.
A towel?
Paper towel.
But should I get a whole towel?
No, don't get a whole
yeah,
towel.
Yeah, get a whole hotel towel. Damn.
Maybe.
This
I mean,
is, that's just, this is my brain turning, it's just
into
leaking
mush.
Pork.
Yeah, yeah.
We really hurt ourselves. I've been trying to live in your shoes, man.
This ain't
I can't
nothing,
walk
brother.
A mile.
This ain't shit.
I can't
not,
walk a mile.
This isn't but a light jog. This isn't even the full fucking
this
sprint.
Is every day?
No, but if I'm really doing damage, this ain't nothing. This is a good day. Yesterday was like not a bad day.
Yeah, we're out.
Today, who knows?
You gonna walk?
No,
oh,
I just mean
no,
like,
I see that. I see the devil in your eye right now.
You guys awakened something. I was doing
oh,
good.
Oh, no.
Who knows what kind of fucked up shit we get into.
Oh, no.
I'm going to keep getting higher and fucking more fucked up. And now that the Entenmann's are in the house, we're going to have pizza probably. We're going to be doing something slutty.
I think we're having a bolognese for dinner.
I could fuck
I
with
think
that.
Our friend is coming up here and making us a bolognese.
A friend of ours is making a bolognese.
A friend of ours.
Anyways.
Learn how to make it in the joint. Wait, tell me about this Bruce Willis movie.
In Surrogates, which is a movie that I watched, everyone has a robot.
Oh, I thought it was about Bruce Willis gets pregnant for a couple.
No.
He holds a baby for the couple.
I remember, I don't know if you are the same way, but Phoebe from Friends was my introduction to the concept of surrogacy.
Yeah.
It has always seemed weird to me.
That you have some other person's child.
But I guess nice. But it seems like, I don't know.
If you get like $100,000 or something.
You should
that?
Get fat paid for that.
You should get paid more. I think I heard that the Kardashians, or what's her name? Kim Kardashian gave her chick like $50,000.
That's
because it's
damn,
medically...
I'm on a colonic or something. Maybe we should go get our...
asses cleaned up.
Asses scrubbed.
Yeah, go get a coffee nice. Enema today.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I would do that.
Yeah, dude.
I would get my ass blasted. The problem is...
Honestly, that's cool. Just stick a tube up your ass and just power wash all the shit out of your body.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would love that. And then liposuction.
Yes. Mm. We should go get plastic surgery. We should get BBLs.
Yeah.
We just have big ass, big juicy asses.
That's what I want.
Dude, that would be awesome if I got, because they just lipo you and put your own fat in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
What if I just got all the lipo sucked out of me?
Would
got
you,
the
that's,
fattest
that's
ass.
That's playing
of all
God,
time.
Baby.
Yeah. Would dude. You like get an IV drip for every morning with like all the essential nutrients and vitamins that you need?
Why
for the
not?
Day?
What's wrong with that?
If you like,
that's just taking a multivitamin.
No, but like, you can put some special stuff
you.
In there. Yeah, they hydrate.
Why
you.
Wouldn't I do
if
that?
You got drunk the night before.
Why wouldn't I? What's the downside?
I guess there's no downside.
So, yes.
It's kind of a stav hypothetical.
No, know. It's not. It's not thought provoking. There's not two beautiful sides to each argument.
No,
it's
I'm
not.
Just
that's
saying,
a
like,
stupid or thought.
Would
hypothetical.
You start self administering IV drips every morning when
yeah,
you wake
now
up?
Now, if you said. Would you now let me give you an example of a good hypothetical? If you said, what if an IV that makes you feel awesome comes out of my dick and you had to suck it, would you do it? Now that's a hypothetical, Stavros hypothetical, or not my dick. Let's take me
yeah,
out of it.
Yeah, that's true. There would be two beautiful sides.
Let me take me out of it. A guy named, I don't know, like, a guy you knew from college, that's whose dick it comes out of. He's not a close friend of yours, but he's an acquaintance.
Uh-huh.
Then would you do it?
Yeah, sure. What?
Because yours is an automatic yes. Mine, would you do one gay act? I guess it wouldn't be one.
I see. Okay, what I want every day is like, you know, basically like nasal irrigation, but for my ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like a neti pot for my ass.
But there's that's the thing. There's
a whole body.
So you need two assholes.
You shit everything out?
You need two assholes.
Yeah, if I could have a tube that goes down my throat and just uses pressure to squeeze everything out of my digestive tract.
Yes.
That would rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't John Wayne, when he died, he had just had like a bunch of shit in his ass?
He had a bunch of shit he crammed in his ass.
I mean, no. Oh,
he put it in. Intestines.
Yeah.
Like that. He's had a bunch of detritus.
Hey, partner, do you mind if I borrow some of your shit to shove up my ass?
Put your turds in my ass,
the
chief.
Man who shit Liberty Valance into my ass.
Mm-hmm. And we should watch John Wayne's Genghis Khan. Didn't he have that movie?
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see him with the Fu Manchu.
Well, we talked up. It's a very early episode of the show we talked about.
Well, we talked about Charlton Heston. Yeah.
Oh, Charlton Heston's who played Genghis Khan.
Yeah, that was...
That's right.
Now I'm remembering what Nick said.
I don't even remember.
He said, me no want sucky sucky.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, that's good. Sucky sucky.
Sucky sucky.
Get your damn hands off of me, you goddamn ape.
That's right, you damn dirty ape.
Get your damn dick out of
Get your dirty ape
dick out of my ass.
I've never seen a man get raped with more dignity than Charlton Heston in The Planet of the Apes.
Dr. Zaius just with his hand on Charlton Heston's hips, just fucking him.
Absolutely railing him.
Yeah.
Both hands on both hips.
Pop, pop, pop.
Get your dirty ape dick out of my ass.
What have we done? We fucked the Statue of Liberty to death. We gave her a pussy and fucked it until she died.
Yeah.
Damn.
Damn.
Was there human pussy in the Planet of the Apes? Didn't he find, like, people in jail?
Yeah, that chick, dude.
Because it ends and he realizes they are on Earth.
Yeah. And
it's time travel, not space travel.
Yeah, damn you all to hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That there was a nuclear war.
So what is he doing in the second one? Does he kill the apes?
I don't remember.
Because I've seen Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
That was the reboot, right? Those were really good.
Those were pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
How about Thighs of the Planet of the Apes?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, ooh, I'm trying to eat some bananas. And it's like a big, sexy ape.
Why does she have to talk? Why does the ape talk like that?
Because she's thick.
Yeah.
The thighs of the Planet of the Apes?
Mm-hmm.
The curves of the Planet
of the Apes. I like the thighs.
Why the hell do I like it so much? Make my dick soft.
Dick soft, yeah.
Make my dick soft.
You've turned us all horny.
Mm-hmm. Instead of Ben-Hur, it's them-her. Mm-hmm. He's like, don't assume my pronouns. Who's his friend, the Jewish king in that movie? No, wait, I'm thinking of...
No, Ben-Hur is a Jew, I think.
It is.
They're all slaves, right?
Who's Ben-Hur? Oh, to the Egypt?
No, to Rome.
To Rome.
Yeah, Ben-Hur's, like, Charlton Heston plays a Jewish king.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then his friend is a Roman, and they were childhood friends, and then they like, the politics, they, like, you know.
It's the fox and the hound,
drives
basically.
Him asunder. It is a fox and the hound situation.
It's the prince of Egypt.
And Charlton Heston gets real mad if you suggest that he had gay sex with the guy in that movie. Or the character was gay.
Oh, I see.
Because in Ben-Hur, yeah, that character, like, when he sees, I forget what the friend's name is, but... The scene where they're reunited is like, I mean, it's just like they're hugging and kissing each other.
That's awesome.
And he's like looking lovingly into his eyes. And he's like, I missed you so much.
Wow, Ben-Hur's gay.
Yeah, Ben-Hur reunited.
We're like Ben Suck.
Mm, yeah, Masala.
He sounds like he was having some penis tikka masala. Am I right with that one, Adam?
This movie sucks, by the way.
Never seen it. We'll absolutely never see it.
Dads love that movie.
If it's The Fox and the Hound, I'll just watch The Fox and the Hound.
Your sister and mother, how are they?
They're fine. They've talked of nothing but you for days, ever since we knew you were coming.
Still has a marriage yet?
suitors come and go, but she dreams. You know, she's been in love with you ever since she was 5 years old.
I can't wait to see them.
Wow, there's some tension.
You still hunt jackals and lions. Or have you become too dignified?
Show me your penis.
Nice. I can't wait until my wife and children are gone so I can suck your cock, Masala.
Oh, you haven't turned straight on me, have you, Ben?
Yeah, I do. We should watch those Vincent Price movies, though.
I'll watch a Vincent Price movie.
Yeah.
There's a movie. See, I'm gay.
Leave Her to Heaven, where he plays like a prosecutor that used to date this woman that has bipolar disorder or like borderline personality disorder.
Mm.
And she's murdered her new husband's sister.
Ruh-roh.
And then framed the... No, she murdered her own sister.
Damn.
She murders her own sister and then leaves.
What a bitch.
Yeah, anyways. But Vincent Price, who's the prosecutor who's prosecuting the husband, who's basically been had his life ruined by this bitch, used to be engaged to the BPD woman. Mm. So he's pressing hard to get this guy, you know.
Get him in jail so he can get pussy.
And so there's this courtroom scene where he's on, you know, Vincent Price has him on the stand. And he's like, when you met Evelyn, she was engaged, was she not? You know, and he's like, yes. And he's like, and yet you made love to her. She's like, on the stand in front of the court being like, this guy fucked my wife.
Yeah. And yet.
Yeah.
And yet you made love to her.
And yet you made love to her, knowing she had a fiancé.
And that he had a... And can his you dick wasn't that small.
Can you point to my penis? And was that the penis you saw in the bathroom?
Are you going to work at Grubhub? You tell your friends I work in tech. You work at Seamless.
This is supposed to be an impression of Tim Dillon.
Oof. Yeah, that's horrible.
Well, it's Tim's friend, and he posted it and said, this is the best impression of me I've ever seen, so...
What? That didn't sound like him at all.
Sounds like you're in a political pickle now, Mr. Stop.
I got a fucking political pickle for you, dude.
Yeah.
My fucking prick. I got a political prickle for you.
Why don't you come suck my political...
That's probably just some famous guy Tim is pretending is good at something.
Yeah.
Right?
Ooh, damn.
There's no way he's actually good at...
That's a careerist move, shots. Tim.
I'm not taking shots.
Taking shots.
There's
taking
no shot. Way that's pop, pop. A good... I bet you...
Who's that, Joe Rogan doing that?
It's Joe Rogan.
Or it's a cute guy he's trying to suck off.
Tim's crazy, bro. He's got the guy's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of wild shit. I'm so jealous of Joe Rogan.
He's got the best life,
dude. That it rules.
He's got his own little setup.
Mm-hmm. He moves to Texas, right?
He gets to do whatever the fuck he wants.
And people don't understand because we have like just a taste of it,
right?
Imagine being only able to do one bump of cocaine every night.
Exactly. And you know, and there's some guy with just the Scarface mountains.
Yeah. And some guy's dead. You know, a guy who's just overdosed.
And you're like, I don't get enough cocaine to die.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because they were like canceling him for having Alex Jones on the show with the shop, the Spotify thing. And he probably wasn't worried for a second.
Who?
Joe Rogan.
Probably not.
Probably he's probably just hot.
He got a $100 million deal. Even if they fucking say you can't use Spotify, he's like, okay.
All right, bye.
I'm like, I have $100 million. You gave me $100 million.
But they gave it all to him?
I'm sure it's like, it's. There's no way he just like
has to
prove to Spotify. Of course he got it all.
Yeah.
It's that's not like a cool. fucking athlete's contract.
Right. Yeah, I'm sure that's how it works.
You sound like every year you give him a fucking ring you or whatever. I don't fucking know.
I don't know either.
My dick is too hard to know specifics. But
I should have had more coffee before this. We all should have had more coffee.
I know.
That's a mistake. We learned it this week. But hey, you know what? Part of the show, we're still figuring out.
Listen, we're working out the kinks. We know it's been 5 years.
We're just getting started, folks.
This is in its infancy. When you consider, we're all like relatively young
guys. We're young guys.
Dude, mm-hmm. We're young.
We're in the prime of our lives.
Yeah, this is when most people get into comedy.
Yeah.
Is age 35, 30, 40 years old. Mm-hmm. 52 years old. Yeah. That's when a lot of guys start doing this.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield started at like 63 or something.
That's right.
Yeah, so that means I'll be fine.
We'll be fine.
Hanging around outside of the stand.
Yeah.
Trying to do anything but pay child support.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, Rodney didn't start.
He didn't start until he was older. It has nothing to do with the fact that he actually started much younger.
Yeah.
And then had a career.
And then was a writer.
Yeah.
While selling a fucking, aluminum siding door to door.
Yeah.
Trying to be a regular guy. The whole time, meanwhile, he was selling jokes to the most famous comedians in the world.
Yeah, but beyond that, what's more important is that this one freak example I've decided applies to me.
Yeah.
Rather than
right.
how most things work for most people.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and like me, like both me and Rodney, we're both really like to have sex with women. We've got a lot in common.
When an old guy says, like, you know, Rodney started, you know, he didn't start until he was much like older. He'd be like, yeah, but like Tom Landerson started when he was 16. And they say, who's Tom Landerson? And you say, I don't know. Some guy did open mics and killed himself. Yeah, he did them for 15 years and then it never went anywhere. He drank himself to death.
Right, right.
Yeah. His main name might have been Tom or Patrick or Eric or John or Steve or James or Craig.
Somewhere a guy with all those names has killed himself after doing stand-up for 10 plus years.
Every scene has 50 of those. Yeah.
I think that was my first thought when I heard the creek in the cave was closing down. I was like, where are those guys going now? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's been a pandemic, but like that was a home for so many of those kind of people.
Yeah.
They were doing four mics.
Probably getting pussy.
They were doing four
mics. Instead of a pandemic, you know what I would like is a pandemic. And we're placing up frying pans and making French toast.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I thought
that's what I'd like to see. You know, if you ask me, that's what I would like to see.
What I would like to see?
Is a pandemic.
Is a spam-demic.
A spam-demic, yeah. Frying up a little piece of spam. Actually, spam is fucking good.
That's why I want a spam-demic.
You know. People like to make fun of spam as being something bad, but
that's ignorant.
You know, I think it's actually pretty good. If you ask me.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, pretty good stuff. Cheese stock. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, I think spam's good.
Yeah, spam's pretty good.
I'm gonna get pussy from my mom.
Yeah. Yeah, cheese stock. I was thinking maybe we go back in time and then maybe I can get some pussy from my mom.
That is the best version of that movie that I'd like to see.
Yeah.
What? No. You can't fuck your own mother, Marty.
We're going back to bet on baseball games.
I've got the almanac.
I've got the almanac, and we're going to have sex, Marty.
We're going to fuck horse, Marty.
We're going to go to the library and make a bunch of noise and blame it on the homeless black guy.
I was in a library in Los Angeles one time just reading, and then I heard from like a couple of aisles over. I couldn't see what was going on. I just heard. Because it was the one in downtown. Like the Spring Street Library.
Never been there.
Homeless people. It's a beautiful library.
Nice.
Homeless people like hang out there. And I just heard like a couple hours over, like one of the library's staff just being like, okay, sir, no. We told you can't smoke in here.
Hell yeah, dude.
I'm already shit, fucking bitch.
Dude, that.
No.
Yeah.
Sir,
just blasting cities in the library.
The Brooklyn Public Library, like by Prospect Park, is so beautiful on the outside. It looks like it's like Egyptian looking, and then on the inside, it just smells like piss.
Oh yeah, I do like that place. That is
that
nice.
Place looks great.
Inside, you're right. It does suck, dick.
The inside sucks,
but you know who the fuck is really going into a library? Most people are just looking at it from the outside.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm trying to go over there and
Bed-Stuy has a library
and play Streganona.
I thought about going there.
You guys ever play that shit?
Beef Streganoff?
Nah, dude, Streganona. That fucking bitch with the fucked up chin. That computer game.
No, what is that?
So I was trying to go and play Math Blaster.
It was something like Math. It was the same genre. Carmen Sandiego.
Yeah.
That kind of shit.
Cartman San Diego.
Yes, Cartman.
Yeah, what if it was that?
Yes. Detectives. Okay, Kyle's a Jew.
Yeah. Where's Carmen? Cheesy Poofs.
Carmen's missing because cows are Cheesy Poofs. Respect my authority.
Authority. Yeah.
Respect my authority.
Wait, is that Carmen Sandiego?
It's Carmen Sandiego.
Is that how she talks?
No, that's
Liz. That's how Eric Cartman talks.
Liz Thigpen as the chief.
Oh, I see.
Uh-huh. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego? Television show.
More like Liz Pigpen, that fucking
which I
sloppy bitch.
I loved as a kid.
Yeah. That's another. That's a great game. Another great game. Math Blaster, another great game. Oregon Trail, obviously the OG.
Oregon Trail rocks.
Of library games.
Do you remember putting a floppy in and playing Oregon Trail?
Oh, yeah. Has a lot. Who knew that was going to be so...
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Acme. I'm the chief. But you can call me, the chief. We're in the business of tracking down thieves. And we're ultimately after one. Carmen
a strong
Sandiego.
Black woman in
every
fucking charge,
we've ever collared has been working for
that
back in the good decade, the 90s, where we had figured out race. Everything. Right.
On any TV show, there was one black boss.
Yeah.
And that was it.
A black boss, but you had representation. Because these fucking college losers came in.
Yep.
And they're like, actually, this is representation. You're like, you're ruining Family Matters.
Yeah.
It's about a nerd that lives next door.
Yes.
Yeah.
I really didn't think about it beyond that.
Thank you.
Who keeps trying to fuck
this
cop's daughter.
You realize you wanted shows we already had. You, as Steve Urkel yourself, just wanted Steve Urkel to be every character. And now we're watching the Stefanization of Steve Urkel across every platform.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Sometimes you just want Steve Urkel.
Yeah. Did I? Just all TV shows are ruined and all entertainment sucks. Did I do that? This is Carl Winslow standing there with a bunch of DVD copies of Girls super glued to his body. Go home, Steve.
Go home,
Go
Steve.
Go back to Oberlin, Steve. Stop writing TV shows.
Stop making me watch the Lily Singh show, Steve.
Nobody wants to see natural hair-ish. Steve. Just make it about a family with a nerd neighbor. There's no reason to overthink it. Nobody gives a shit about the essay you wrote in undergrad.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
People want dramas about trying to pay your bills. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is the only universal American experience is struggling to pay your bills.
Worrying about money.
Start there. And then make anybody any color you want. Who gives a shit?
Or cop shows.
As long as there's a nerd neighbor
that's trying
to get pussy from
there's got to be some kind of nerd trying to get
the
pussy.
The neighbor's got to suck because that's the other universal American experience is disdain for your neighbor.
Yeah. Hating the people around
you. Hating the people around you, but because of economic circumstances, you're jammed into situations with them.
Forced
that eventually resemble some kind of affinity, but really it's a matter of necessity.
Yeah, dude, what even are the good shows?
Norman Lear, dude. That was all his
the current new shows.
Boston, Chicago with
Dennis
Leary.
Boston, Chicago. That's right.
Boston,
Boston, Chicago Fire.
Yeah, welcome to Boston, Chicago. So basically half the city burned down when we tried to create a new accent. We tried to get all the Irish people together to create one of the worst accents in North America.
That's pretty bad.
And it's a combination of the Boston and Chicago accents.
Are you chopped and screwed?
We're becoming so Irish in North America that we've destroyed the linguistic base.
Language as we know it.
For the human language. Welcome to Boston, Chicago.
Boston, Chicago with Dennis Leary. Hell yeah, dude. The fucking didgeridoo.
Yeah, and then it's just like blood coming out of people's like ears. And they're like in the Fifth Element when the guy's like sees pure evil.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And it's like, they've created such a disgusting sound. How did Dennis Leary do it? How did Boston and Chicago team up
to make the worst procedural about a single dad?
You really shouldn't fuck with
who's a cop slash fireman.
That's where it always goes wrong. You try to fuck with nature. You try to make Boston and Chicago.
Well, Dennis Leary exists in two universes where he is. Mm-hmm. He's a cop in Boston and a firefighter in Chicago.
That's insane.
And the universe melds together, and he's half and half.
It has to be separate. You can't bring them together.
And Boston, Chicago exists.
That'd
in
be
the
a good
in the nexus
idea
of two.
For a show. By day, cop. By night, firefighter.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's called the 24-Hour Man.
That's mm-hmm. a good idea for a show, actually.
Yeah. Yeah.
After 9/11, I knew I had to do more. It wasn't enough to just be an Australian photographer.
Right.
Taking pictures of beautiful, beautiful women.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so he's got a third job.
Yes.
He's a photographer.
I didn't even consider that.
On weekends.
I actually invented photography. I was at a very pleasant dinner with some friends of mine, and someone said, I wish there was a way we could remember this forever. And I said, have I ever told you about my idea for John
Robot? My idea for taking pictures.
My idea for John Robot.
Oh, shit.
That I could be the robot. And they said, yes, Eric. Like, yes. But did I tell you about the man living in my ass? They're like, yes.
Yeah, every time we mention any type of technology, you
yeah,
bring
it
up.
Ends up there.
That Eric Clapton shit's going to ruin me for like 3 months. I'm just going to be thinking about nothing but Eric Clapton as a big robot with a guy living in his ass.
Bada 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 bong, wow wow, fuck my ass. Bada 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 bong.
Would you live inside my ass if I was huge? If I was a Mac, would you pull all the levers? Would you live inside my soul? And it wouldn't be gay.
Wouldn't be gay.
I'd be a robot.
If I was a robot, would you live in my soul?
Would you be shrunk down?
Really writing that song is the only way to get over the pain of not being a giant robot.
There's so much pain
to
in
live
that song.
In my soul.
I had to process the grief after my meeting with Bill Gates, where he explained that we just make operating systems. There's no way to. That Windows, at the time, computers were brand new. And I said, I turned to my wife and I said, you know what these would be good for? And she said, I don't want
to hear it. Don't ruin another Sunday dinner, Eric. Just
please keep your voice down. We were watching The Nutcracker, and I was remarking on the Nutcrackers that
sure.
they have. And I said, that's very interesting. What if instead of a nutcracker, and she's walked out immediately?
Oh, wow.
What if the nut, think about the little nut, and it was actually a man,
and
instead of getting cracked.
And I was ejected shortly after for explaining to the woman in front of us that they stole my idea. They stole
that
my
I actually
idea.
Came up with it.
That I was actually the creator of the nutcracker. Why is that so much fun?
Get inside my ass. You can wear a robot suit.
Well, thanks for joining us this week, folks. Maybe you want to go back and just re-listen
to the Eric
last week's episode, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, play it for your family around the holidays.
Yeah,
yeah, it's beautiful. Everyone's getting together.
Honestly, normally I would be like disappointed after doing one like this, because it's like, okay, not a single discernible bit. Yeah. Kind of just went through the Tasty Cakes catalog.
Right. Well, we had
Jack
for
Nicholson
very brief
Jewish.
For a moment we had Jack Nicholson
nothing,
as
yeah,
Jewish.
Nothing,
yeah,
got,
really
nothing got off the ground.
No, absolutely
first
nothing.
Of all,
it
that's
sputtering.
Just. That's like playing the,
sure.
That's plugging in. The
it's
numbers.
Lottery. It's listen. It's like playing a slot machine. Mm-hmm.
But
this podcast.
I'm so happy with the last one.
Listen, you're around your family. You got that uncle that's still MAGA, pissed off about
this
the
show,
election.
This show is
play
not
him that Eric Clapton
that
episode.
That have families.
True. That's true.
Yeah, it's true. And
this
also,
this is the time of year that people need this show the most.
That's true.
It's the birth of baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Happy birthday,
happy
Jesus.
Birthday. 5 days away. Yeah. You know what I learned listening to that fucking, or reading that fucking book about England?
You know, they, somebody told me when God closes a door, he opens a window. And that really was not the proper idiom to...
For me, but I remember when I was in my lowest, somebody told me that.
When I won a Grammy, when I won a Grammy for what the fuck is that song called?
Tears in Heaven.
Tears in Heaven. When I won the Grammy for Tears in Heaven, my best friend Elton John said, to me, "You know, when God closes a door, he opens a window."
That's right.
And I never.
He
talked
instantly
to that,
felt bad.
That black bastard. And Liam Neeson, I told him, and Liam ran out immediately, and he was pissing himself and right. beating up every. He said, "Are you Elton John? Are you Elton? Are you the Elton?
Are you the Elton John?
Are you the black Elton?
Are
you the Elton that said that awful thing to my friend?" My dear British friend, who, like me, is also from England. We're both from Belfast.
I'm going to kill the blockbuster.
Did you know Belfast is named after breakfast?
I didn't.
It's a Chinese restaurant.
Really?
Invented breakfast.
In Belfast. Yes.
And they start calling it Belfast.
There was a...
So they just had problems Chinese with the K, too.
They said, "We made you Belfast." We made you Belfast.
Nice.
Shortly after that, I started pissing my pants in public.
Because
I would remember how funny it was listening to those Chinese people.
Those Chinese bastards.
Those Chinese bastards speak Irish. Me and Eric had a falling out because I heard what he did to the Department of Buildings. All right.
See you, folks. Bye.